Live,
uncensored,
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we are back now with hour number two, and we have so many other calls, gentlemen. Would you like to continue to take some calls with me?
Oh, please.
Why don't we do that? Talk to the public out there.
Ditto.
By the way, you know, Steve Mason is here, and Guy Oliver, and Steve is unemployed, and I'm trying to find, maybe there's somebody out there that can call the studio off air and maybe find work or have work for Steve. Maybe it doesn't have to be work where you're physically located in that particular area, something to do with maybe computers or programming or internet or something to do with something that could help Steve maintain a living, because right now he's in debt and trying to defend this country, and I think that's a very unfortunate thing. So.
Austin used to be a real cool town. Used to be you just could blow in on a freight train and have yourself established in 2 weeks in an apartment with a job. Even if it was digging ditches, there's lots of construction going on here, but the illegal alien job thieves have stolen three-quarters of those jobs. It's a waste of time to try to even look for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not for want of trying. You know, anybody, Austin used to be the place to come where anybody could make it. You know, you could get anything.
And,
you know, just cleaning up lumber scraps. But
sure.
This is a sanctuary city, and this is so overrun with illegal aliens.
Well, if there's somebody out there, Steve, that can help you job-wise or financially in some way to help keep you going, they're welcome to call our number, 800-313-9443, and they can speak off-air to our producer quickly, but we appreciate that if you can. I know there are myriads and myriads of people listening to us tonight, as they do every night, so maybe that will come through for you. All right, let's, yes, go ahead.
I was going to say thank you.
Let's take another call. Patrick in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Patrick. You're on the program.
Hello, gentlemen. I wanted to ask your guest and yourself, Rick, if you were aware of the fact that the Bush administration had tried to push through an amnesty in, I guess, July of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And then it passed. I believe the Senate passed it right towards the end of October, and then the House passed it in February. And what happened to that bill?
What was the number of the bill? Do you remember?
I don't have the particular number in front of me, but I do have the articles. And I understand your gentleman, your guests are with the Minutemen.
Yes, yes.
And I had also read incidences of where the Border Patrol agents have essentially tried to harass people. And the text of the articles seemed to imply that they were there essentially to safeguard the illegal aliens into this country, and I wanted to get your guests' comments on that. And,
okay, let's let them respond. Thank you for the call. Gentlemen, do you want to respond first to the first question about the proposed amnesty of Bush in 2001?
Don't know about that. I think he was probably getting ready to try to push it, and then 9/11 happened. And I know that he's pushed a number of amnesty extensions for certain Central Americans. Maybe that was it.
All right. What about the second part of it?
Well, I'm really quite new to the Texas Minutemen, but I do. There's a forum in which a lot of email is exchanged,
mm-hmm.
and I get conflicting reports. What I've heard most frequently is that the man on the beat, the actual border agents, are really quite supportive of what the Minutemen are doing as law enforcement multipliers.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back to complete the answer, and we'll take more calls. Stay where you are. I'm Rick Adams. More to come. Stay tuned.
Can
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Stavler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and we do have some interesting, pleasant news, I guess, for Steve. And I know that, Guy, you have to leave in after the next 10 minutes or so, but Steve will be able to stay with us. Right, Steve?
That's right.
Patrick in Dallas. Hi. Hello, Patrick.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I guess I should probably identify myself before I start as genetically mestizo. I am a 16th Choctaw Indian, which I think qualifies me as a mestizo. But I am a remnant Christian, and I am culturally Anglo.
Uh-huh.
And Anglo in appearance, and you would never guess I was mestizo. I was going to give my testimony about what I've experienced here in Dallas. I work in Dallas, and I live just east of Dallas in a lower middle-class community. A lot of my neighbors are immigrants. Some are older white folks who have been here probably since the neighborhood in the 50s was built.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest are basically white trash, and a lot of people would probably put me in that category.
Mm-hmm.
My immigrant neighbors, which are on either side of me, they're like 5 to a house on one side, 7 to a house on the other. They're the best neighbors I've got. They're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They're clean. They work. They keep good yards.
Right.
The white trash across the street from me, I would get rid of in a heartbeat and replace them with immigrants if I could. Now, having said that, let me tell you that I was absolutely disgusted to see in the demonstrations that were going on in Dallas that I witnessed firsthand, gang signs being flashed, and, you know, things of that nature, people's cars being hit on, traffic being purposefully, people being intimidated, basically, although there was no violence that I witnessed. People were being intimidated, and there's just no place for that. I think that if our borders were secured today, which obviously they're not going to be because that's not in the plan, we could easily absorb the immigrants that are here now. I don't think that's a big problem. The problem is securing the border now. And that's just not going to happen because, like you said earlier, Rick, you know, divide and conquer scheme is in play. And I would just warn everybody not to get too carried away with, hating, allowing yourself to be driven towards, getting out your gun before it's absolutely necessary to defend yourself, because that's what the New World Order wants. They want to divide us. They want to conquer us. And don't forget that there are remnant Christians among these immigrants, just like there's gangsters.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be trigger happy, but at the same time, you want to be well prepared, not after the fact, but before it happens.
Very well said. Very well said, Rick.
Do you have any other question or comment, Patrick, for our guest specifically?
Well, I would just like to hear any comments that your guests might have.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call. We'll let them respond to you. Go ahead, gentlemen. Any response?
I'm right in this camp. The border has to be our number one concern. And however we do that, whether it's politically or by embarrassing Washington by going down and doing their job, I think, however someone is called to do that, that's the number one thing that government is supposed to do for us. And so I'd agree with his sentiment 100%. But I wanted to follow up and just finish out my thought because it wasn't complete. When we just before we went off the air, I was talking about how the Border Patrol agents themselves appreciate what the Minuteman mission as law enforcement multipliers. We don't enforce the law, but what we do is we assist them so that they're better able to enforce the law. But what has happened is that their managers, by orders up the chain of command through Washington, don't really permit them to be helpful. And that's, again, where the political mission of the Minutemen comes into play, where the work that Steve is doing, and you've seen that he's obviously very knowledgeable, and the way that he's able to you were talking about the website where you can fax your senators and all of that.
Numbers USA.
Yeah, that's all very important work because then we can unhandcuff the Border Patrol agents and let them do their job and get rid of programs like catch and release and all that other great stuff that's really hampering their ability to do their jobs.
Well, you notice in these compromise legislation, they throw in an added number of Border Patrol agents, new equipment, you know, that will help identify problems and people coming over the border. All of this is window dressing, and it's only done to assuage the opposition to these bills as a giveaway. It's all it is. It's just political maneuvering and posturing. But all of it means nothing. As long as these borders are totally porous and are unmanned and unprotected by human beings, not just instruments and robots and fences and walls, but by people who are there to see what's going on and personally.
I got news for you. You know, we wouldn't have a need for a wall and a guard every 10 feet if we would just do interior enforcement, and then the illegals wouldn't have this magnet to draw them near.
That's absolutely right. Steve is right on the money.
Not only that, but...
And who's not enforcing the law? Who's not enforcing the law against employer sanctions? The criminal-in-chief, George Bush.
Right, right. And the problem even beyond that is the whole welfare system in this country. You know, we know that you come into this country, redistribution of the wealth is now the maxim. It is now the cliche under which everything is structured, you see. So that if we didn't have a support system and people didn't have to look to the government because there is no government to support them, they wouldn't. They really wouldn't come.
Yeah,
and that's the reason they come largely.
Well, no, they come because
they do.
They come because even without the welfare, that's an inducement. But you take that away, they'd still come because things are so bad in Mexico. They could still make a better living here.
Yeah, but you see, if there's nothing for them, they have to work, and they know there's no way around it. Most of them are not going to be coming in the future because.
But if they
that's
know they...
exactly what's happening now is we are becoming a third world. We're becoming a Mexico, and they're still coming.
And what you got to do?
We have the societal resources, and we're paying for it. That's the reason.
You can't allow the offspring of illegal aliens
nope.
to be citizens here and to be in our schools.
Of course not.
Or the illegal
they're
alien children. But they still do it.
Yep.
And that's you got to get rid of right there. As long as they can come here and realize they're going to get free schooling.
Right.
For their illegal children and for the children
right.
that are born here. And
now, we do have
right
some good news. I believe that's still good news, even though he decided not to come on the air. Is that right, my producers?
Someone offered me a job.
Someone offered you a job, young man.
Yeah, I got the note here, and I am
right.
going to follow
Well, that's
up.
Good. And he doesn't have to come on. He doesn't have to identify himself. But you do have an offer, at least an offer, to work.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
See, it does pay.
I will look into this.
Good, good.
Let's take the next caller.
All right, let's do that. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, you're on the program.
Yeah, thanks, gents. And by the way, the Quakers, all three of them, well, actually, there might be hundreds or thousands for all I know, but somewhat closely aligned with my own Mennonite church, still nominally a member there, and being all closely aligned with the American Friends Service Committee
mm-hmm.
et
yes.
al., if there's any vestigial Christianity there at all, it is totally ultra-commie lefty socialist.
I can testify to that because, you know what? I was brought up Quaker. My mother was Quaker, so was her mother, and her mother before her. I went to Quaker camps when I was a kid, and I was active in the Quaker movement all the way up and through my 40s. And when you say that these people are communist and unchristian, that is the absolute truth, brother. I can testify to that fact. For sure. You know what I call them? I call them quaking commie quacker crackers.
Yeah, they're thoroughly. I'm sure they're all happy, friendly with any kind of the trans perverted communities. I'm sure nothing will fail to pass through their Christian theological filter. I expect.
Sodomites, basically.
No, oh, well,
at least
they're
in
that.
Austin.
I didn't know the Quakers were that thick with that particular perversion, but...
Oh, yeah, they're really into the gay marriage. Well...
Yeah, not surprised, not at all.
Not all of them, not all of them.
Because, you know, you might as well say it's all Lutherans, you know, it's the liberal wing, it's the Methodist, it's the Episcopalians, you know, you can go right down the whole line and you'll find it's the same group of people, and they're representing churches that have been dying on the vine for a long time. These are the dead Protestant churches, as they call them.
Well, Quakerism is a dead religion.
Yeah. Well, the Quakers and the American Friends Service Committee types, they just basically hide under a very, very thin veneer of some...
Religiosity, yes.
Real Christian. Anyway, I don't know that we can't possibly absorb 20-some million illegal alien invaders. That's possible, but at what price? Are we going to trade for that bargain? Now, that having been said, we have to make some provision for the compassion, and we have to make it saleable, in other words, not merely what should happen in ultimate reality. You know, because you hear the people coming out about being compassionate, not breaking up families and all this, and this has some merit, these arguments. So my proposal, which we hear all these calibrated proposals, these worthless, unworkable calibrations.
I'm going to have to hold you over then, Roger.
Sure.
If you want to give us your proposal, you can do it right after the break, because we are looking at the clock right now, and the break is here. Let's take it, and then we'll be back. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. That's all you have to do.
Yes,
there might be one available line right now for you, and we'll do that when we come back. Take more calls with our guest, and I believe, Guy, you're going to leave, right? Okay, well, if you have to, we'll see you again. Steve Mason will stay with us. Stay tuned.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. Okay, we're back now. Steve Mason here. Guy is gone, and he will be at the border. And when he comes back, he's going to give us a full first-hand account of what he sees. Godspeed to him. And Steve Mason is still with us in the studio. Rick Adams here, Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, give us your proposal, Roger,
as
to what we need to do.
Of course, even given these relatively high turnouts in short order, these demonstrations, that would show a very high percentage of these Mexican invaders to be unsuitable for prospective future citizens. Very heavily commie socialist idea infested. And now the proposal, very reasonable. You can make it the inducements all fail, all these various proposals for the inducements to do it the right way somehow and not give advantage.
Right.
Pardon?
Become citizens, all of that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And not somehow not be seen to give advantage a favor because they already crashed the gates. So my idea is you give the ones that want to become citizens, you give like, say, a 2-month broadcast notice to either turn themselves in and or remove themselves back across the border. They could document having been here. Now, you will find less than 5% of the invaders will even consider that. So the remaining 95% can be dealt with more politically palliatively with prejudice, since these are all obviously de facto dishonorable persons. Now, the inducement for turning themselves in would be giving a slight favor ahead of a line for prospective future immigration status. They've already displayed their honorableness in having turned themselves in and or removed themselves. Then they, you know, they get just you know, a few months to get their affairs in order and make a let's say painful return back into Mexico where they can reapply for citizenship.
Yes.
And you know, it can follow on from there, but that's the basic kernel of the idea.
Okay. Any comment on that, Steve Mason?
Well, I think they just ought to be deported. I think they ought to start doing worksite raids, and they'll start self-deporting. And they found that when all you need is a rumor in a region, in an area, or in a city that the INS or ICE is going to be doing the roundups, and they just scatter and go underground. And if ICE were to follow up and start deporting these people, they start deporting themselves, you know?
Well, they start deporting themselves out of area or out of country.
Well,
because the 95% that wouldn't follow through on my idea, being dishonorable persons, they, of course, wouldn't, they'd be treated with extreme prejudice for future entry into the country, more so than those who had never entered here at all.
Yeah. I guess it's so okay. It's not what I would do. As I say, I would start worksite enforcement and start booting them out. And then, I would talk about dragnet from one end of the country to the other.
Okay. Thank you very much, Roger, for your call. We're going to take some more calls because we've got a full bank of them. Thomas in Massachusetts has been waiting a long time. Hello, Tom.
Rick, how are you this evening?
Good, thank you, sir.
Well, I just want to make three points. The first is that as I'm listening to you folks, I'm also watching without the sound this travesty in C-SPAN that they're showing, that's foolishness that went on today in D.C. And
mm-hmm.
these characters are all out of three groups. First is Answer and the communists.
Oh.
The second are the unions. I mean, you just had John Sweeney, the AFL-CIO, on there. And the third of these apostate churches, such as the Catholic Church, you know, you have the Archbishop of D.C., some Latino female bishop, Methodist, and all these other folks. If you turn that on, it'll probably make you vomit. But the thing of it is, this crowd only cheers. See, any speaker that's speaking in English, they have a translator. And they only cheer when the Spanish is spoken because they can't understand the English.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pathetic. The second thing is that Mr. Bush there is despicable because, as somebody said, he refers to Minutemen and the ranch rescue folks as vigilantes.
Well, what do you expect from him?
He's the
lawbreaker, not them.
Well, George Bush is a traitor. That's what I call him. Mm-hmm. I cordially return the compliment.
But he refers to illegal criminal alien invaders as guest workers.
Guests, our guests, yes.
It's unbelievable.
Of course, you know, he never brings them in to live with him and his family and his lovely wife and mother. So I'm wondering, maybe he should set that private example first.
Well, the last couple of things, on a personal note, my grandfather came here from another country, and he knew of folks with him on the boat that were turned away at Ellis Island because they didn't have anybody here to come
sponsors,
to. And
no
so
sponsors,
forth.
Right.
Exactly. And on the other note, my wife's from another country, and we're going on 3 years now of dealing with the INS, Homeland Security bureaucracy foolishness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, these criminals are just coming over the border.
Yep,
but
they
really
shouldn't
give up. You shouldn't give up hope because I'll tell you something. My mother, who's in her 70s, she's an atheist, feminist, pro-homosexual. And she thinks this is the worst thing in the world, this amnesty business.
Well, you see, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for calling. We'll be back with Steve, Randy, Gene, Chuck, and you. Uncensored Radio Free America continues.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Well, well, we are back, and hard to believe, huh? Only 27 minutes to go, ladies and gentlemen, on the program, rather heavy night, and as you can see, we are doing this more regularly now, at least once a week, to try to bring on somebody, one of the militia, to tell us exactly what it's like to be at the border and to witness this invasion that is taking place for those who live in the interior parts of the country and can only feel sensations of it. This helps to bring you a more clear picture as to what it is that we are experiencing at our nation right now. So let's take another call, Steve Mason, and let's go to Steve in Texas. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah, I went by the Capitol today at 3:45. They were supposed to start their thing at 4 o'clock, and nobody was there. But there were cops lined up down Congress Avenue. You know, they had enough motorcycle cops there to control the southern part of the United States. It was amazing. Because I've seen Alex Jones, he goes up there and has his little, you know, he has his conferences in front of the Capitol. There was nobody there. They didn't have 200 people, but we're led to believe this is a big, huge movement.
Well, what about Dallas?
Rick, I couldn't get to Dallas today.
But you heard, you saw the reports on TV, right?
Yeah. And I've seen them in Austin, too, and that, mm-hmm. there were 10,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I missed probably, let's see, 10,000. There were 300 at most.
Well, that's good. If that's the case, that is good. I know the media have a sometimes tend to inflate numbers. Yes, but sometimes they deflate others' numbers who are counter demonstrators or ignore them altogether.
They have a tendency to mislead us a bit.
Well, yeah, that's
but
a given,
I
and I take that, Steve. I take that into account as well. But at the same time, let's not be kidding ourselves into thinking that these people aren't real and they're not out there intending to do harm.
Well, what the deal was in Austin, you know, which is where I'm from,
yeah.
and I was watching it on Channel 8, you know, watching it as they started off at the UT with a estimated a crowd of about 1,000, and then they went down to the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
and only about 500 arrived there at first, and then it built up, and then they marched down through downtown Austin and up to the federal building where they were going to do their speechifying, and when I left... The newscaster was saying that the APD had estimated that there were 10,000 there at the federal building, and so the caller Steve must have come to the Capitol after most of them had filtered out down to the march to go over to the federal building.
No, I came to the Capitol at 3:45, and I looked up on the Capitol, and they had Alex Jones gets. Quite a bit big crowd than they had. And then I lingered around a little bit. There's no way on earth that they had any more than, you know, 600 people maximum.
Yeah, that at the Capitol, yeah. It's amazing, though, APD saying on the news that 10,000 had made it to the federal building. Well, you know, it may be that, you know, all the illegal alien job thieves have gotten off work by that time and were able to come down to it.
Well, but there were 750 of me was there protesting. I'm just talking about myself, not anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, we like to inflate figures. 750 of yours truly were there.
Counter-protesters? Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
You
gentlemen have a good evening and nice talking to you.
I appreciate the report, Steve, and the added perspective, indeed. Good points. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to take as gospel everything that we are told as far as numbers are concerned. We know they certainly have a way of inflating some numbers and deflating others. And I'm not even suggesting, by the way, that all of the people that protest are definitely illegals. They have their little helpers. They have their fellow travelers. There's many of them as well. But it is a show of force across the country in major cities. And those that don't show up doesn't necessarily mean they don't exist just because there may have been 600 instead of 10,000. Believe me, they have a good organization of sleepers in this country. And you know what that means, Steve. When the time comes to activate people, they can become active. And we need to understand that. See, most Americans are asleep. Most Americans are going about their daily business, and they're working. You know, they're paying the taxes for all of this, so they don't give it a second thought. All right, let's take more calls. Let's see. Randy is on the air now.
Hello.
Hello. Randy, you're on the program.
Hey, Rick.
Hello there.
Yeah. Hey, I've been listening to your program. I've been following this for the last couple of years now, and being a retired law enforcement officer from California, we're in serious trouble. If the American people don't wake up and put their foot down on this deal, we're going to lose our country.
Mm-hmm.
I know Georgia down here is passing some laws, and they're getting angry down here in the South because the states are passing their own laws to do something about it. But I don't know if anybody was watching or not when all this stuff first started really heating up a couple of weeks ago, but Mr. Bushy was down there in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
and the Canadian Prime Minister was down there too. I don't know if too many people noticed that or not, but I think what the American people don't understand is they want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly do.
They certainly do. It's part of the plan.
All I can say, if the American people don't stand up on this deal and start raising Cain like these illegal Mexicans and these South Americans are, we're going to lose our country in the next 10 years or sooner.
Yes.
Use that numbers USA thing. That really works.
Are you listening, Randy?
What's that?
Steve just said, and he's told people to get online and use the forum that you have. You have the tools. If you at least don't do it, then you have no one to blame but yourself. I'm not saying it's going to work, but at least give it the effort. Make your voice be known. Your protest is important to encourage others to do likewise.
Oh, we got programs going on here in Tennessee. It's called Demagnetize Tennessee. We're trying to take away the reason that they're coming here.
Right.
You know, the social programs and
right.
stuff. But we got to get rid of the main problem, which is sitting up there in the White House. He's the one. I heard him the other day talking that he's pressuring Congress to do what he wants to do. He's not letting them. It sounds to me like there's pressure coming from the top on somebody.
This is the imperial presidency, Randy. This is ancient Rome all over again, my friend.
When he calls the Constitution
emperor.
A worthless piece of paper.
Yep. Well, that's it. I mean, you're dealing with unlimited arrogance in these people. And that's the name of the game. The empire is here. Okay, thank you for the call, Randy. And Jeff had called in, I'm told, Jeff in Texas, and says that he was at the Capitol and there were thousands of protesters there. So anyway, that's a counterpoint of view. And let's take another call from Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene. You're on the program.
Thank you, Rick. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that there were 7,000 here in Fort Worth and 500,000 in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That's one good reason why I live in Fort Worth, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them here, apparently.
Remember, no place is a safety island
anymore. Oh, no, not at all.
You know.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about what this one Mexican speaker in Dallas said, and they had him on the local talk show this morning, what he said. He said that the Puritans that came to America were mm-hmm. illegal immigrants. Now, he was telling this crowd this over in
mm-hmm.
Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that Sam Houston and Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie were all illegal immigrants to Texas. Now, let's take what he's saying. Okay, the Puritan Christians that founded this country, basically,
mm-hmm.
that started this country with the Massachusetts Bay Colony, the first college, Harvard University. What happened? Okay, if they were illegal immigrants, which they were not, of course, this man is totally uneducated and doesn't mm-hmm. know his history at all, of course, or American history anyway.
Absolutely
I doubt he knows Mexican
yep.
history.
Yep.
He is saying, okay, these illegal immigrants, these Puritans, supposedly these illegal immigrants, and the people that came to Texas before the Revolution in the 1830s, what happened? Well, we won. See, we won our independence, of course. Okay, what he's saying is that they, these illegal Mexicans, he's telling this crowd, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to come into Texas, America, illegally, and we're going to win. We're going to defeat, we're going to take back the Southwest or whatever. They're trying to take back the states. They're trying to take back. In other words, he was comparing what happened in American history with supposedly illegal immigrants coming into America and into Texas mm-hmm. and winning a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling the crowd, "We're going to do the same thing.
Right.
We, as illegal immigrants, are going to come into America and win a revolution." That's exactly the message he was saying.
And at least he's saying it, and he's honest enough to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, they've called for the elimination of the white race. They've called for the elimination of America as we know it. Kill 90% of the people in this country who are not mestizos or who are not Hispanic or Latino. These are the races that have proudly displayed their badge of honor. They at least tell you what they believe. They tell you what they want to do. And
that's good.
I'm
it's
thankful
good.
For that, yeah.
It's good that the chapped-ass ugly face of Chicano hate is showing itself on
right.
these things.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and You know, like I say, he was giving them a message, of course, this message that I just stated. And even though he didn't come out and just say it directly, that's what he meant. You read between the words. You read between his lying words about our history. Anyway, they're here. They're an army. This is a peasant army here in this country, folks. It is not. They're not here just to work and take care of their families. They're here to take over the governments of the southwestern states.
The entire country. In fact, they're after the whole continent. You know, this thing about the Southwest is just the starting point.
Well, they've said that, too. They intend to take the whole region.
Well, they can do that politically by numbers, and if they have to, they're a peasant army. They could do this by revolution. You know, so certain people put guns in their hands. I mean, they had 600 police officers in Dallas to control this crowd of what the newspaper report is a 500,000. I mean, do you seriously think that 600 police officers could have stopped that crowd of a 500,000 people if they had had weapons? I don't think so. This is an army in this country, and all they need is to be armed, and it could be a very bloody mess.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate that call.
It's called Mexifest Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's these Mexicans under the Aztec symbology are claiming that they, because they got brown skin and are Indians, that they are representative of all Indian peoples.
Yeah.
And it's just like Hitler claiming that Germany was representative of all white Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much the truth. Of course, we have the Quakers saying that this is the creation of a new mestizo race ordained by God. And someone from the local American Friends Service Committee was on cable access a few years ago talking about how thrilled she is at the empowering force of Hispanic gangs and guns. So I'm telling you, this thing is a deeply spiritual thing, and it is a declaration of war,
mm-hmm.
and it is at the heart and soul of the entire Chicano movement.
And
because if the Quakers say so, mm-hmm. Well, I guess it just must be true.
And if I may use a phrase from someone that I think is quoted quite often on the television, you know, you're either with us or you're against us, and he is part of the insurgency that is against us, the internal insurgency against America at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's take a call from Chuck in Pennsylvania now. Hello, Chuck.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I was calling about, it seems like all the problems people are talking about, but like the solution, I guess, is where it matters.
Go ahead.
And the solution, I'm thinking like Paul from Poker Face made a great point that how they're victims of NAFTA also in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's part of the bleeding of Mexico, yeah.
So I was thinking, like, well, George Washington and Founding Fathers, they sacrificed a lot to get liberty for us. Now, if they're so concerned about their people and they're waving their Mexican flags, how come they'll make a sacrifice for their own people and go back to Mexico and, I guess, make a republic out of it and change it?
Oh, come on now. You're not serious.
Mexico has no tradition of any such thing. It's a basket case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Culturally as well as economically, by the way.
Yeah,
see, there's a culture clash here. We have the work ethic in this country, and they have something entirely different. And they can never make this country industrious with their values, their attitudes, or anything. If they started from scratch, it would still be the same basket case. That's
now,
the problem.
If they go back to Mexico, though, and start a government they think is just.
Well, they do. They go back. They return the pay. They take the paychecks there. They take Social Security checks there. You know, they do go back. And look, all the money in the world cannot help bring up a nation from the, if you will, the foundation of a dust bowl, because they have no intention of making that economy into a market economy. It's really a socialist basket case, statist economy, run by drug money, corrupt politicians, and we're not much different here.
Well, Mexico is also too badly overpopulated that even if you were to change the economy, it's gonna be like another India very soon with the way its population is gonna balloon soon. So you know, who cares? They're socialists, they're corrupt. It's just an overpopulation cancer, really, is what it is.
Well, Chuck. Anything else?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, thank you for hanging on so long, Chuck. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Let's see if we can squeeze Phil in Long Island. Maybe we can do that now. Hi, Phil.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you were mentioning about Mexico, talking about the socialists, but you got socialists in a white European country like Switzerland that don't have the kind of basket case that Mexico and Latin America is, you know, with all that stuff. And the other thing is the guy talking about the 600 police officers in Texas.
Yep, in Dallas,
yeah.
Yep.
Right, controlling 500,000 people down there. Well, if it had been me, I would get every man with a militia and call everything from the Ku Klux Klan to the National Alliance to anything else that can pick up arms and take them on. I mean, that's what you have to do. You got to take we got to defend our country from all this third world filth.
Thank you. Thanks for your call, sir. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up with Steve Mason from the U.S. Minuteman Project in Texas. I'm Rick Adams. Radio Avenger will be back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
5 an hour and 55 minutes. Just the two of us. And Steve, you are to be commended for also participating in this endeavor tonight, and I thank you for spending the time that you have had to spend, and we certainly want you to come back as often as you can to update us on all that you have.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure, and
in summation, in the moments that we have left here, we don't have too much time left. But really, ultimately, what do you need most of all now? I know you need spiritual support, prayer. You need some physical support, people to come down who can. And you need monetary support. Is there anything that we've left out of this?
People need, as I say, okay, if people can't put their bodies on the line or start doing day labor and, you know, right, monitoring and stuff like that, and they can't afford to at least send the money, then we have to work with our elected officials if we're to avoid having to take this thing to the next, you know, to, you know, as Terry Anderson said, it's the bullet box or the ballot box, legislation, litigation, or lead. We don't advocate violence, but, you know, we do predict it. If we do not, I'm trying to do this thing nonviolently, I guess, according to my old Quaker principles. And that's another story I could go into, the things I've done to try to head off violence by the goons who've been attacking us here in Austin. I bent over backwards. And so it's not yet time, you know, to pick up arms and do this.
That's
yet.
Exactly what I've been saying. Yeah.
So Numbers USA,
mm-hmm,
it's free. And it is it, because we're going to have to do it through the ballot box, and we're going to have to let these Congress critters know. Now, there's some of them we're just not going to get through to. There's also a toll-free number to Congress. It's 877-762-8762. I'll repeat that, 877-762-8762. And there's a bunch of other toll-free numbers to Congress I don't recall right now. You've got to call these people and let them know. You've got to, you know, we can't sit here and wail and bemoan that all these people are coming out into the streets and we could barely, you know, bring out a few hundred for any one rally or whatever.
If people would like to, I know you have voicemail, but would you like to give that on the air? If people would like to contact you for any other help?
If you want to work in Austin to do day labor site monitoring, you can call me at area code 512-647-4947. But if you want to join the Texas Minutemen, go to txminutemen.com online, or you could call Shannon McAuley, who's the president.
Who was on with us last week, yes.
And his number is, I'm not recalling it right off. But you could call Sandra Bean. She's also the co-president, and her number is 469-471-5441. And as I was saying,
I've got Shannon's number, but you know, if you want me to give it, I can do that.
Yeah, you might give that out, but just we need to take hope, and because all right, they brought all these people out. We're still the majority. We still outnumber them. All these numbers of people that have been brought out are not swaying certain congressmen. It's because of our numbers that are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't need to take to the streets. We need to use that Numbers USA and to lobby our congressmen and our local officials and start doing grassroots organizing. We've got to start building on it now, and there's
shout
ways
it
to
from
do that.
The rooftops. That's right. Steve, thank you, Steve Mason. You'll be back with us again soon. Bless you, and we hope that you will be rewarded. Thank you. Tomorrow night, Lindsay Williams will be here with his shocking story on what he discovered about the farmland of Arizona. Don't miss it, 8 o'clock Central. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Paul Revere of Talk Radio. God willing, tomorrow night. Good night, everyone.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.